Fuck it. Again, but there's no reason for the paycheck we can get.
Okay.
I'm in La Cicia.
Of course. Push.
He said she said he the what the who. All that nigga talk about it, yeah. Heard it seen it probably wasn't true. All that nigga talk about it, yeah. He said she said we said wasn't gone. Got these people acting like they know it. Facts and cash, we on my back to back. And look at all the cap if we ain't got the facts. I mean, he said she said he the what the who. All that nigga talk about it, yeah. Heard it seen it probably wasn't true. All that nigga talk about it, yeah. She said we still wasn't going. Got the people acting like they know it. Facts and cats, we're on my back to back. And they could all be capped if we ain't got the facts on me. I'm in a sword. Come get your nigga, man. Come get your boy.
Cat Podcast, episode 61. We back, baby.
Episode motherfucking 61.
And hey, man, you see, we got our normal reoccurring guests here. We got Leroy here. We got A-Rob here. What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man? Shout out to LeBron.
Shout out to LeBron. We drinking on the Lobos, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we need a sponsor.
he coming with it, man. He coming with it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, man. We ain't have to say RIP in a while, though. But with this one, man, RIP to Michael K. Williams. You know, famously known for his, more known for his role as Omar in The Wire. So, you know, RIP to him. They said he was a drug overdose. You know, he was found in his apartment, his penthouse in Brooklyn. But then, you know, this guy stays. He, you know, him and Boosie, they can say whatever the fuck they want to say.
And I get canceled.
50 Cent. I guess, you know, he has some. I don't even want to say the beef was with him.
It was with his folks.
It was with.
He put himself in it.
Jimmy Henchman.
He put himself in it. If I understand.
Michael K. Williams did.
Michael K. Williams put himself in.
Okay, so 50 Cent, you know, he said a RIP post to Michael K. Williams talking. He said, "Damn, Jimmy, he done OD." And then he said, "What was that?" He said, "What else did he say?" The nigga said,
"Something about the fentanyl."
Oh, he's talking about watch out, it's raising Canaan.
That fentanyl is killing motherfuckers, basically.
He had to promote his shit.
He said, "I ain't with all that fake love shit," when all the criticism hit. So, you know, at this point, I just want to say, is 50 Cent uncancelable? Like, you can't cancel that nigga?
He never changed. I think he's wrong in this situation.
If you got beef just because somebody...
Well, people wanted to cancel.
Got that man,
so, no, I'm just saying. I'm
they got that man's best friend killed. So, I think anybody involved with Jimmy Henchman, it's free game for 50. That man, they got that man best friend knocked off, so everybody's free game. I think that's how street rules.
So in Miami today, Michael K. Williams said some shit to 50 Cent, like they had an ongoing back and forth. Like, it's known that they didn't like each other, or is it just by default because he was hanging with. He was friends with
I'm pretty sure it was known that, like, they, because I think Jimmy Henchman and Michael K. Williams was, like, really close.
Yeah.
I think they were really close. I think it was known that they didn't fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Shit. That's probably kind of clear. Why else wouldn't fucking Michael K. Williams been in none of these powers? who's typecasted more than that nigga?
Right.
He got a fucking video about when he was about him being typecast.
Got him because he had the scar in his face.
He's the perfect nigga to been in one something on the power.
Yeah. I mean, I think 50 just different, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell 50.
Now, 50 is definitely different.
Me personally, I just wouldn't have said shit, but
that's not 50.
We already know how 50 move. 50 gonna say whatever the fuck we wanna say. He's the only 50 Cent is like the only nigga in the that can do shit like that and still have like multiple shows on like ABC and HBO, like a regular nigga. Would have got the fuck out of here. They would have got them the fuck out of here.
50 is an amazing businessman.
They know what they style.
It's an amazing businessman. He make white people too much money.
And he just keep making shows that's really about his life. Like, young mothers and shit like that. Queen Pin mother. Like, this nigga just keeps selling the same product over and over. Like, you ain't finna fuck with 50 like that. So, hey, I guess, man.
And then, he tripping, but... He walks that line, like is this, like, you really gotta ask, is that shit okay? Like,
like, about it, and you be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna say what I want to say.
But that's that nigga's personality. So shit, if that's what he do, then fuck it. Right or wrong, he don't switch up.
Yeah. So we had Kanye West. You know, in the midst of all the drama last week, you know, Drake dropped his album, Kanye dropped, and Drake decided on his, like, OVO radio, Apple Music station to drop. I don't know how he got his hands on this, but it was a track called, what's it called, Life of the Party, with Kanye West and Andre 3000. And Andre 3000's on there. He has a verse that everybody fucked with. Like, wonderful verse, great verse, you know, real intimate, kind of like to his mom who passed away. And then Kanye's verse is him talking about basically how he told, I guess we would consider it this, but it's like him, he said, I text Drake and Virgil and told them to cut the bullshit, and basically saying like how he'll hire, I guess Drake got like a you know, some kind of partnership with some clothing coming out, some merch, saying like he'll hire his team just to like, so his shit won't sell, like his clothes. And then he said, I text Drake, that's all, and I said, that's all GD. And he said, Drake ran and texted everybody, supported the message to everybody. I guess they're like he tried to expose me like on some gangbanging type shit.
Hey, yo, hold on. So, why are we on that? When did Kanye West become a GD?
When they let him see the student go.
So, look. I said the same thing. I'm like, damn, this nigga just became a GD out of nowhere. But then I started reading comments and shit. And niggas was like pointing out references of him since like 2010.
Yeah.
Saying GD shit.
Yeah, he been saying shit like
that. You know, but you know, the last couple years he really been on this Larry Hoover, Free Larry Hoover. You know, you got Larry Hoover Jr. on the track and whatnot. So, you know, what do you think about this situation? Like, is this situation at this point, it's just like gotten, like, it's petty? Are we tired of hearing about it? Like, what's going on?
I'm waiting on the next move.
What do you think the move behind that was? Because I see people speculating that they think that basically Drake was trying to like drop a diss track, like he gonna drop a diss track saying like, see, like I'm dropping this so y'all know this nigga started this shit.
I just think it's all promotion for the album sale, to be honest.
That's your day.
I don't think it's gonna be like a whole song diss, but he gonna give that nigga a few bars on
the deluxe. He already did that on Bridal Path.
That's not Drake's MO typically. He plays more the Jay-Z role where he just sneak diss you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it ain't really sneak diss because everybody know.
But, yeah.
You know, he'll just put you
in the. He's not going to say your name. He's not going to be super direct.
Yeah, he ain't finna make no God's way to make no whole track about it. You know, he's going to put you in the verse.
Except for Back to Back.
I mean, he know when it's time to play ball. Put it like this. Drake know when it's time to play ball. He know when it's time to make a diss record. And he know when it's time to just shoot some shots. Like, I don't think he'll ever do another diss record on Pusha T. Like,
nah, he's just gonna keep fuck along. He rap too good.
Yeah, he's just gonna say like, nigga, you burnt out, shit like that, the whole thing. But I think as far as why he put it out, I think he just put it out so Kanye wouldn't put it out. Like, I don't know, Kanye planning on putting it out. He just letting him know. I think
it's a message. Why the fuck that wasn't on the album though? Why? Like, what the?
Because
Kanye is a strange nigga.
Yeah, he's so Andre 3000 said it wasn't on the album because. Basically, he, you know, he had sexually explicit content on the record, like when he was rapping about it. Basically, like, you know, he's talking about having sex in the church and all that. And I guess Kanye didn't really fill him in on like what kind of album he was trying to make, because, you know, it's like no cursing on the album, you can't say nigga on the album. So I'm assuming that he didn't give him the memo. Yeah, but even Andre 3000 said that he would have never even did the verse if he knew that Kanye was going to do that bullshit.
He said, nigga, you throwing me in the middle of this shit. I like that nigga. We cool.
He's like, nigga, I want to work on that.
Also, though, Nick's been doing that for forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. We been having it forever. Shit, y'all remember Stump?
Yeah, Stump. I was about to say
Stump. Y'all have seen Stump. Who recently did that? Did somebody recently do that?
Shit, they did.
A couple years ago. I forgot.
It happens often.
You know, you know what I'm saying, this is what we rapping about, this is the, you know, what I want
niggas,
the song
niggas, yeah. Yo, niggas get on a big song and shoot they diss just because they know it's going to be a big song. Like, it happens. It's part of the game.
That was like the best verse on the fucking album. He didn't even put that shit on there. Like, I was like,
that was a good verse. Hey, no. Disrespectful to that Ye album.
I thought I liked Donda. Yeah. I didn't understand. I was confused when I seen niggas talking about that shit's trash. It's ass.
Hey, so what's the top five albums of the year right now? In order.
So, damn, you kind of took one of my...
Oh, my bad.
We can start on that. We'll do that. First, let me ask you this. We going to get to that. Let's run back there, because last week, I think we was pulling the trigger too early on the opinions and reviews on CLB.
I told you I had to sit on that shit.
So, what do we think about Donda? What, like, out of 10, what do we rate Donda? Did you listen to Donda?
I listened to it.
Out of 10, what do you rate it?
A 6. I'm not really that big on Kanye like that.
Yeah.
I like
you like on more big on like Soulja Slim and shit. That's the type of shit that I'm talking about. God damn. That nigga do not. I already knew he was about to say something like a 6. What you got? Where you at now, Brian?
8.5.
8.5? What you give it, A-Rod?
8.
Probably 8. I think I'm going to bump mine like an 8.
7.5, 8. I'm
going to bump mine to an 8. I had it at like a 7.5. I'm going to bump mine.
It's a good album.
I'll bump it up to an 8. What we think about Certified Lover Boy?
I like it, bro.
I like it. Yeah. I don't think it's, you know what, it's best works. You know what I'm saying? It's not bad, though. Like I think Scorpion is a Drake's bad album. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody has a bad album. I think Scorpion and Drake's bad album.
You thought Scorpion was bad?
I thought Scorpion was bad. I think the consensus is that Scorpion isn't that good too.
I didn't like the R&B side like that.
Yeah, like
the hip hop. I think people was just more upset that like he made it more of a like
yeah,
this
like
album.
He did
after,
too much
after the whole push.
Yeah,
he kind of
did.
Like,
he
made it.
Scorpion
this
album. Wasn't. I'm saying, but so it's. I think it's right there. You know what I'm saying? I kind of group all his shit together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Outside, I think.
So what's the best album?
I think his top three is Thank Me Later, Nothing Was the Same, and Take Care. Like, I think, and I think everything else is just like.
It's not no
shit.
Yeah. Like, it's good. He's
always
going to
put out some solid. He's always going to put out some solid work. He's always going to put out solid work.
This shit's going to be good, regardless, you know what I'm saying?
So what you give it out of 10?
7.5, 8. I think.
Around the same as Donda?
Yeah, I think. I feel the same about them as far as, like, how they, you know, different topic, different subject matter on both, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I give them 8.2. I gave them an 8. I give them an 8.2.
I think niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I got them right there at the 8.
Niggas be too hard on Drake talking about he hasn't evolved and wanting to talk about social issues and shit. Like, bro, that
same,
everybody ain't
trying. Same shit for Kendrick Lamar.
Yo, that nigga's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Like, y'all be...
First of all, life is good.
Shit, like, you know, got free healthcare, nigga.
Yeah, like, bro, like, he don't got the... He can't... What is he speaking on? He has not lived that life that we live. You know what I'm saying?
And just some people don't want to talk about that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that shit.
They don't. So, no, but you know what's funny? Because niggas got mad at A$AP Rocky when he said he didn't want to talk about that shit a couple years ago. But
they was talking about it. I think it's because of the way he said it. Like,
yeah,
he talking about said wrong. Drugs and flies. Like, it was just kind of
like, yo, I live in Soho. I see.
Yeah.
I'll be looking at art and shit.
It's kind of weird when you see a nigga from the hood, you know what I'm saying, saying shit like that. You know, he out here fucking with white women, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, and then it's kind of like, nigga, you was like, kind of like, wrongfully imprisoned a little bit. It's kind of like, maybe you shouldn't have said that.
I definitely feel the status of the ASAP shit. But yeah, like, Drake don't have to talk about social issues and shit. He's talking about his heart being broke by bitches.
Yeah.
And how he made it. So he's, you know what I'm saying? Everybody relate to that too.
So who did he get the best album of the year so far?
I like Money Bag shit too.
I got Money Bag. I got Money Bag and J. Cole. I had forgot J. Cole it came out.
I got my top three. Oh, I'd say five in like no order that I could think of. Tyler shit was crazy.
Tyler shit was good.
Nas shit was hard.
Nas was good.
Migos. Cole. Conway. Conway just dropped Conway shit.
I listened to Conway shit. I like this shit.
Conway shit hard. He just dropped his shit hard.
I gotta listen to it again though, because I kind of broke.
No. I'm sorry. Big 30. Big 30. That's my favorite. I forgot.
Big
30 shit was hard. Y'all listen to shit yet?
We listen to it on the way here.
That shit hard.
Big 30. Him and Pooh Shiesty.
You like shit better than Pooh Shiesty shit?
I thought Pooh Shiesty shit was hard.
Yeah, cause it's funny. I think both of their shit better than Certified Live Lover Boy and Donda. I rather listen to them than them two.
What's gonna come back more on the plate that y'all gonna play back the most in 2022? What y'all still gonna be listening to?
Pooh Shiesty.
What albums? You gonna be listening? Yeah. I mean, what you? Drake, of course.
I'm saying, if you want to just put on an album from beginning to end, what's the three albums you're going to be playing in 2021?
2022,
yeah.
For me, it's definitely going to be...
doing it like that.
Yeah, if I just do it like that, Cole. It's going to be Culture, J. Cole, and...
I really feel like all these albums got a lot of replay value.
Probably that Nas shit.
Definitely Nas.
King's
too. I can run with that one.
Yeah, it's
probably be Culture, Tyler, and Donda.
Tyler shit hard. Niggas be sleep on Tyler. He been hard for
I will ever. Sleep.
Tyler been hard for
ever. Last album was hard as fuck.
You're too fucking weird,
bro. Nah, this album here really ain't got all that weird shit on there.
Yeah, he's mostly just rapping on this shit.
Yeah, he rapping on him because he sung on the last one.
Uh-huh. That nigga rap his ass off.
All right, so we got the BET Hip Hop Awards. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we gonna run through some of these categories.
What is that shit?
I'm assuming sometime this month. Yeah, it's coming. So, let's do Song of the Year.
It's usually end of summer.
We got Back in Blood. You know what I'm saying? Pooh Shiesty and Lil Durk. Uh-huh. Late at Night, Roddy Ricch. Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake and Lil Durk. Up.
Cardi B.
WAP, Cardi B and Megan. And Whole Lot of Money, Remix. With Bia and Nicki Minaj, where are we going? Where are we shooting with this one?
Y'all already know Back in Blood, bro. Back in Blood.
I think I got to
for agree. The awards, though.
I think it's going to be Cardi.
I think it's going to be...
Yeah, he's not winning. Pooh Shiesty's not
winning. He's not winning.
I'm saying, personally,
I would say I would
win.
Chew
it or nothing.
I don't know, bro.
Nobody got two in there and not winning.
Cardi's
one of them.
Bro, this is really a good list besides maybe Late at Night by Roddy Ricch because it's a little fresh.
I don't even know what song that is.
Late at Night.
Yeah.
Catch me in the morning or late at night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that shit hard.
It's hard, but it's a little fresh. Like that shit hard.
A nigga probably was riding around the
Late night. I think, like, bro, Back in Blood and Laugh Now, Cry Later was big like that.
Back
you know what I'm saying?
Back in Blood.
Bigger than Laugh Now.
Up and WAP.
Back, listen. Laugh Loud Cry Later is gonna be a good song forever, but Back in Blood is a really it's like it's gonna have that Nuck If You Buck type shit.
That might have been the closest.
You feel me? It's gonna be some buggy like that's
I think we're bigger than WAP, bro.
Cause WAP like started a lot of
Cardi's winning.
Cardi's definitely winning.
I hope it's with
I think Back in Blood should win. I agree with you. Back in Blood should win. Shiesty's in jail and he's not giving it to no rookie.
Yeah.
So don't you come get it?
Huh?
Gucci ain't gonna come get the award.
Man, Gucci hasn't been going to the damn BET Awards. Well, he might, because he just want people to see his outfit.
Gucci found two amazing young artists, and both them niggas got locked.
As soon as they pop. You see, Gucci keep signing everybody. Nigga, like, shit, I gotta keep it moving,
big,
man.
Big skull, bro. Hey, listen.
He ain't finding two better than them two niggas.
Big Scar ain't got that. He ain't got that.
Hey, them niggas got star power. Like them.
Man. Wait, let me ask y'all, how many years these niggas got, bro?
A lot.
Fuji, y'all got five. Pooh Shiesty fighting two cases. He ain't probably getting out no time soon. I mean, he fighting bad cases too. Oh, and I mean,
let's be honest, we all seen nigga walking out the club with a gun.
Allegedly. I mean, they got on video, you know, robbing some white boys. Like, you know, I know Bit 30 was mad because Crunchy Black was doing the interview. He said, Memphis is a gangster city, man. He like, let's be honest, Pooh Shiesty, he did that shit. We seen it. We seen it. They was mad. I was like, I don't know how, like, I see some plea deals and trying to run some shit concurrent in his future.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I can tell.
I was talking to my niggas the other day. Like, we were talking about the Lucci shit. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, Lucci was tripping.
Yeah.
But all this nigga was doing was driving a car. He didn't know them niggas was about to goddamn throw a nigga out the back.
Listen, man. Lucci, he's not finna say that. Lucci. Like, Lucci was really still trying to live his raps. Like, mm-hmm.
Maybach truck.
I be saying, though. Like,
only one in Georgia.
Yo, you already did all this shit. Right. Fuck the fact that you already made it. You done already did all this shit. You can rap about it forever.
Facts.
You gotta keep doing that shit.
Facts.
You really lived that life.
Right.
You go look, see them niggas to do
them niggas
this
be saving that shit, so you know them niggas, they be thinking that nigga ain't hard, so you gotta remind niggas sometimes.
He do not need to live his rap, bro. Lucci is really like that. Like, he really is like that. It has always been since he was young.
And we gonna get and hold that thought, cause I got a subject for that too. We gonna get there.
That nigga, man.
So let me see what else we got. We gonna run through these kind of quick. So, best new hip hop artist. I don't even know who Bliss is. B L S.
Blast, nigga.
Blast. I don't know what that nigga is.
You know what Blast is? I don't give a fuck who they say is else is on the list. Blast is the high school nigga for sure.
For real. Where you from?
L.A. What?
I'm not listening to that nigga when I leave.
Oh, you listen to the Blast?
Man, you be in L.A., bro. I don't be in L.A., bro. Man, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. Some Atlanta niggas from Twitter put me on the nigga.
Man, you know I'm old, bro.
Man, that nigga hard.
Okay. So we got Coi Leray, Don Toliver, Moray, Pooh Shiesty, Young Blue. Even though I don't feel like Young Blue moves, but he just started kind
of Blast hard. Blast hard.
I don't know who Blast is.
Blast hard.
Don Toliver is in there for the best new artist?
And Don Toliver shouldn't be in there.
He shouldn't be.
This nigga been rocking forever. How the fuck this nigga?
I guess maybe they consider niggas new artists when they just start taking off. That's the only way I can
see. Don Toliver didn't take off when he was supposed to because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
He missed.
I just feel like that nigga been out for a minute.
I think Pooh Shiesty.
He should, man.
Probably Pooh Shiesty. That's who I don't know nothing about Blast. I'm sorry, Blast. You know what I'm saying?
We'll be.
I might be asleep.
We'll know about you next week.
I'm about to get a walk on the way.
I'm about to get a walk. I'll put y'all down. That Blast
got one of the hardest. Need a couple.
Hey, Blast got one of the hardest albums of the year. Matter of fact, now I'm thinking about it. Okay. But it ain't rap. It ain't rap though. So.
What's like his genre? Like
his R&B melodic. Yeah. He more. He in that.
He like Rod Wave or like Lil Durk.
He more in that. More in that. That Bryson Tiller Brent bag.
But he
got his own. He got it's his own shit, and it's like
I'm gonna probably LA shit. I'm gonna probably hear that shit and be like, oh, I ain't.
Now I'm telling y'all, it's no way y'all ain't heard this nigga.
Okay,
I can't believe y'all ain't heard this nigga.
I'm gonna look at his first song on Apple Music. I'm gonna listen to it, but okay. So who y'all got? Who you got?
Pooh Shiesty, bro.
Gotta be Pooh Shiesty.
Hey, Ron, who you got?
Yeah, Pooh.
We're trying to sell. Coi Leray gonna win this shit, dog.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
They gonna give us some.
Hold on, bro. That shit.
Y'all niggas ain't never heard this shit? This shit with Ty Dolla Sign.
Oh, that's that. Yeah. I heard this shit.
Yes.
Didn't know
who the fuck
this
girl, you
chose it.
Fuck
you. I got somebody
else. That's him with Ty Dolla Sign.
I don't know. I gotta listen to the album.
No, I'm gonna listen to
that. I got the song right too, and I still ain't know that other nigga, man.
Bro, why the fuck did they?
I know niggas that heard.
Yes, I heard this song. Yes.
Can't cut the radio over there.
So, wait,
that shit's spinning.
I don't even need no answers for this. This is just confusing me right here. It says best live performance, right? So they got, you know, Tyler Creator, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja, The Baby, Cardi B. Those make sense, right? Mm-hmm. Then they got Busta Rhymes. BET, come on now, let's get the fuck.
What did he do?
I think, but Busta been on tour, so I don't know.
But like,
he been on tour, so he probably been.
On tour. Like, I feel like if we doing best live performance, kind of gotta be go hand in hand with like kind of like relevancy.
I agree.
Like, that's kind of weird. Like, especially, like, to have those names and then put Busta Rhymes. That's...
Yeah, well, that's mad random.
I mean, but... if you, but, I mean, if you think about it, Busta really would win that.
Listen, Busta is one of the best performers, but I don't know.
I don't think he should be in this category now.
I don't think so.
Man. I really feel like we really going off
the baby
that.
Do what the baby,
the baby is a great
do what,
performer.
What Busta used to do.
Mm-hmm. I think, to be honest with you, Cardi B just put so much money and time and effort into her shit. His choreography is. I sleep on giving to her. Like,
nah, she her fucking
her should be.
She'll probably win that shit.
What she does.
Yeah, she invests in her shit. Like, her shit looks crazy. Like, I'm going to give it to her, to be honest with you. But, alright, we got, let me see. We probably got two more in here. We'll do two more. What's that? Okay, yeah, we'll do two more. Fuck that. Hip-hop artist of the year. Cardi B, Drake, J. Cole, Lil Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, Tyler, the Creator.
Lil Baby.
That's tough, bro.
Between who? Who are you confused with?
We got Lil Baby, J. Cole, Drake. That's tough.
I'm not going to give it to J. Cole because J. Cole, he dropped his album and leave. Fuck, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga has a fucking cult fan base.
Yeah.
He has a, like, and they kind of just sit in the back too and just stream his music. Yeah. They just shut the fuck up and stream his music. They don't be online attacking niggas or nothing. They just be,
his fans polite. You know what I'm saying? You know, like Nicki Minaj fans, they gonna attack you.
Yeah.
They gonna put up your address.
Yeah. Like, his fans don't tweet because he don't tweet.
They be like, oh, it's cold season. It's comeback season.
Man.
They're like, it's time.
Did I used to be like that with that nigga?
Yeah. Well, you always been. You
I'm over cold, but that nigga is.
You more active. But his fans go away just like him. You know what I'm saying? They riding bikes through New York.
That nigga is strange.
Shit like that. But, I mean, I got Lay Baby. I got Lay Baby as hip-hop artist of the year. I mean... I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to throw that shit to Megan. You know how that goes.
I feel like she got all her shit. She deserved it.
Drake just dropped the album, so I don't understand how he could be artist of the year. He only had one song he dropped. He had a couple features.
I think it's going off his name, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't.
I think Drake had like four number ones last year, though. He's on like four number ones last year.
What he had?
The Young Blue
shit. He had Tussie Slide.
Tussie Slide.
Was Blue number one?
Laugh Not Cry Later.
Was Blue one number one?
I think that shit went number one.
Nah, Blue one number one, but it was big. I think it'll hit top 10, though.
He was on a lot of shit, man.
I feel like Lil Baby was everywhere. Yeah. He was more in your face.
I think...
And he killed the pandemic.
The nigga had... he paid. Fuck.
Yeah, he had a lot going on last year. Yeah, but and he had the highest selling album of the year. Like, it was, you know? yeah, I mean, I don't miss... Megan Thee Stallion, I don't know what she do. She always dropping like five singles and dropping tapes and saying they not albums and shit.
I think Megan would drop
EP.
I wouldn't be surprised to give it to Megan, just because, you know, I think it kind of got a little sympathy point in there too.
So, shit.
I mean, you know, politics, bro. It's politics, bro. That's what BT, you know. Because put it like this, whoever you see there is going to win. Because a lot of artists ain't coming. You know, a lot of artists don't come to BT shit. So if you see the artist there, they coming. They probably coming there because they gonna win. But that's neither here nor there. Let's go to album of the year. Album of the year: A Gangsta's Pain, Money Bag Yo, Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler the Creator, Culture 3, Migos, Good News, Megan Thee Stallion, Khaled by DJ Khaled, Savage Mode 2, 21 Savage, and the off season J. Cole. Who we got?
Migo.
Okay. You got Migos? Who you got?
Got Moneybag. I like Moneybag. I like Migos shit too. I ain't even lie to y'all. I like Savage Mode too. Man, I like all that gangsta.
So like stuff like Moneybag, yo, like while I do like think like he got one of the best albums, I think that like the award shows ain't gonna recognize him like that. You know what I mean?
I think I'm going with Migos.
I think they're going with more popular. I don't see them giving it to Tyler the Creator because he just don't fit BET. like that.
He'll get up and say something.
Read that list.
Moneybagg, Yo, Gangsta's Pain, Tyler the Creator, Migos, Megan Thee Stallion, Khaled, 21, J. Cole. I can see them giving that
Cole's
shit.
Cole's getting that shit.
I can see them either giving it.
He did the most. That nigga did 282. Nobody even done 200 in like the last 2 years.
Cole, Khaled, and Megan. I can see them giving it to either of those three.
It's going
to
be Khaled.
My favorite albums are Migos, Moneybagg, I think, and Savage.
Tyler could get her. Tyler could get it.
They might.
I just don't see Tyler showing
up. Tyler be winning. Tyler be winning shit.
If he show up, he going to say some crazy ass shit, though.
Let me see what else they got on here.
Tyler going to show up because he want to perform.
Yeah, that's it.
Tyler won't perform. His ass won't be there.
Alright. So, last week in the midst of Drake and Kanye dominating the headlines, we had goddamn Lil Nas. He posted up a maternity pic. He was sitting there and, you know, by his pool, and he said, "My baby's dropping September, whatever." And he had a pregnant belly, and he was holding his belly and shit. You know how that go. And, you know, people was like, "Don't let Boosie see this. Don't let Boosie see this." I guess Boosie must have woke up, you know what I'm saying, about 4 or 5 in the morning. And he said, "God damn, Lil Nas." He said, he was like, "Nick, what you going to do next? Suck a nigga dick on live? What you going to do? Suck a nigga dick on live with some shit? Like, or whatever."
The nigga
so,
said the backup dancer. He going to suck a nigga back.
Backup dancer on stage. So my question is, at this point, has this became an obsession with Boosie? Is Boosie obsessed with this shit?
Maybe.
Let's say it is.
So what? Why you can be obsessed and mad and angry and everything except fucking gay people? Like,
right.
So what? If he's obsessed with it, if he's mad about it, so what? Like, why is niggas mad at him because he's mad about some shit? Let the nigga be mad about shit.
I think Lil Nas ain't doing it on purpose
because
he know niggas.
Yeah,
like,
he's trolling.
Yeah. Lil Nas, that nigga has... Listen, both of them niggas have mastered the fucking internet. Yeah. Boosie know what he doing as well.
Yeah.
Boosie ain't as mad every time that he right. just
goes. I wouldn't be shit. Surprised if these niggas actually had a conversation. Like, these niggas are straight, like, they cool. Like, not like buddy-buddy, but...
Boosie know how to stay relevant, man. Mm-hmm. And you can't cancel him.
So Boosie just dropped the trailer for his biopic. Or biopic, however the fuck you say these shits. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait.
So you know that go along with the promotion right there. You know what I'm saying? So
listen, everything is a rollout.
Everything I want to see that shit though. It looked good.
I don't watch that bitch in the PA though.
I thought it was gonna be some like ghetto, you know, like ghetto stories, like some cheap shit.
Yeah.
But nah, Boosie put some money behind that shit.
That's why he didn't want them to shut his Instagram down, bro.
They got money. Only 3 in there, RP. They got Quando Rana on there. They got everybody in that motherfucker.
I didn't see Boosie actually get his Instagram back this time, man.
No, he ain't getting that shit.
He ain't asking that shit back this time.
No, it's done. He even said it on record, so he was like, "I was doing too much." He said it. So I was like, nah, that shit.
They keep trying to take my Instagram too, man. One more time. Shit, ridiculous.
Let's not go there. All I know is when that shit turned green, I'm like, let me go see what this nigga got going on.
I don't care who else up there, nigga. We going straight to this nigga pass. Right.
So, I'm gonna say these two together because they kind of go hand in hand. And I need to know, like, what do y'all think, like, a solution to this type of shit is? Or, like, is niggas moving wrong? Or is, like, at this point, this is just shit you can't control. Like, this is part of the rap game. So, Trippie Redd was recently in Baltimore, and his tour bus got shot up. Nobody knows why. We don't know what happened. Tour bus got shot up. One person got shot. That's that on Trippie. Now, Polo G, I'm going to give a backstory if I say what happened to him. Polo G, his friend just recently got killed. His mom's house in Atlanta, niggas was trying to break in, and she popped off. She let off some shots, and niggas got up out of there. And he just got arrested in L.A. for walking around with a concealed gun or whatever, right? You know you can't do that in L.A. Yeah, you know he just got recently arrested in Miami, too, with his little brother. So he got... Yeah.
Is L.A. worse than New York?
No. New York's the worst. New York, you're doing 3.5.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than New York.
New York, you're doing 3.5.
Lil Wayne, at the peak of his career, had to sit in New York.
Right. And he got his shit down to like a year.
Yeah.
In New York, you ain't doing that. So, yeah. But in LA, it's like the second closest thing to New York. He just got arrested. You know, my whole question is this shit just part of the rap game? Is there any, like a situation like Trippie Redd? I guess we'll talk about him first. You can't really prevent that, can you?
Unless you know you got active beef and you riding around with a tour bus with your face on it and Baltimore niggas don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they sure do, too.
Like Paul G.
It's part of the game. Ancient, what you gonna do? Young artists are gonna have beef.
But Polo G never really talk in his rap talk about beef like ops and shit like that.
He's more of an emo.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying.
Eminem is from Chicago.
He's from Chicago, man.
You think he ain't gonna?
But see, it's not like his problem ain't beef with niggas. It's not like his problem is more so hip hop cops. Like
that nigga just trying.
I think he was doing wrong in L.A. Just point blank, period. Like he was in downtown L.A. with a concealed gun. Like that's a situation where I would say. You gotta security. Have security.
It's part of the game because these niggas, you're young, you just got your money, you gotta, everything is not gonna be on point, and everything is not gonna be legal. No matter how much money you got, that don't mean you're able to go straight legal at certain points. Like it's not realistic. So if these niggas is steady on your ass, eventually they gonna catch you for something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wanna say
Polo G should have had security, but then I remember when, seven, eight years ago, when 2 Chainz was downtown LA with his security, and niggas start busting at him and his security. This nigga said he found the fucking bullet fragment in his dreads. Like, that's how close he was to getting shot. So I just think it is just part of the game.
It's part of the game, man. Luckily, they made it so that money ruled all this shit. So that you make enough good music, you're going to have the money to get out of all your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you just literally just like...
Unless you Lucci. Then you feel me?
Yeah, Lucci just could have planned avoided his situation.
Bro, I told you. That nigga was just driving.
They going to... Listen.
I think some rappers don't want to pay security because they don't trust them. Either they can't afford them. They can't trust. They don't trust them. They trust their partners. You know
what
I'm saying?
You trust your partner before you trust a nigga you don't know.
Yeah. But then at the same time, it's like, well, that's where you risk.
Regardless, though, just because you got security don't mean you good either. You feel me?
I mean, that's true. That's true. I'm just saying, I guess the situation I would say for Polo G where it's kind of like, Trippie Redd, I can understand where security, that's not going to work in that situation. I feel like Polo G, at the point he is in his career where he has money, like, you don't necessarily have to walk around security all day. But like, say you go to L.A. and you go in downtown L.A., you probably should get some security.
You're supposed to call security in, yes.
Sure. Like in that situation, like
you should have somebody on call.
You shouldn't be walking around with a gun. You should have armed security. And that's just, even if you just going downtown, doing whatever you do, or you handling your business, then you send them niggas on about their way. That's how I look at that. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man.
I think Pop Smoke was walking around without security.
Bro. That nigga's shit was just fucked up.
That's just, I seen the best, WAC 100 gave, and we about to talk about WAC 100. WAC 100, he gave the best advice. He said, he claimed he told this to Pop Smoke, I don't know. But he said, like, you should come to LA and actually learn about LA before you start doing shit like going in the hills and doing shit like that. Go get you a hotel where it's secured, you know what I'm saying?
Place like LA.
Said you shouldn't be just up in the hills and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't really, like, it's kind of like Atlanta and Buckhead. Like in Atlanta, crime is everywhere.
But nah, it's like niggas from LA, they come out here and they can't take it. Like it's too much chaos. It's like the wild. Atlanta's like the wild west. Like any Atlanta and Chicago are like the two places that anything goes. Like anything don't go in LA. Like
It's rules and regulations.
It's rules. Real rules in LA. It's real millions in LA. Everything don't go in LA. Like,
I get that. It's politics.
You can't just see the ops and shoot at them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of politics. You gotta make a call.
Hey, is it cool if I pull this trigger real quick?
Yeah. So you're saying like basically LA you gotta check in type shit?
Yeah. Oh, For sure you gotta check in.
If you come to Atlanta, you don't have to check in, right?
And Atlanta's the wild, wild west, bro.
Who you call in Atlanta is gonna stop some shit?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. They could, you know, they can give you some good words of advice. They can put some shit on you, but
ain't shit nobody in LA. Nigga ain't got that much.
So when niggas go to LA, who they check in with?
I mean, he would know better than me. I kind of feel like, I guess, I know a lot of niggas check in with Big U. A lot of niggas check in with Wack, but I'm sure it's other,
I said it depends on what niggas you folks
with. So I'm sure he probably are, but you gotta check in. I'm sure. You gotta check in.
Yeah, for sure. So, Wack 100, I guess he kind of just revealed his hand. He's basically 6ix9ine's acting manager now at this point.
I've been seeing the interview with them too, bro. Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, you know, they did the interview. So, you know, it all started. He did the interview with 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to, you know, have an interview with him and ask him the questions that the people need to know, right? So Wack 100, his thing was always, he was taking away the accountability off of 6ix9ine and saying it's the gang's fault, right? Mm-hmm. So then they get on Clubhouse. They just starting up a whole bunch of shit on Clubhouse. You know, the 21 Savage shit happening. You know,
Jim Jones cuss his ass
the
out.
The Jim Jones shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot of shit. Wack 100 is basically aligning himself with 6ix9ine. But he was, the whole time, he's saying, like, I thought that he was just trying to do a fight with Blueface. Like, I thought that was his end goal. But he was denying that he had no end goal. He was just saying, like, this is how he felt. You know, turns out it's a lie, because he said basically he had negotiated $43 million worth of business with 6ix9ine, and 6ix9ine even said, like, yeah, we got the paperwork. I got the paperwork. Like
he's his manager. We know he got the paperwork.
Yeah, right. So he's saying he's his manager. And my thing is, you know, like, I guess, is this a situation where he basically is putting, like, his respect or his moral ground, he's putting his morals away and just sacrificing his morals for the money? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I would have thought that, but he look at this nigga as a civilian and not a street nigga. So from that standpoint, if that's how he truly
looks,
do you think he really
look at him like that? Because I can show you something that contradicts what he's at.
When 6ix9ine went through all that shit.
That's what I said.
Not even that. So you remember the boy who met Corvette?
Yeah.
So I remember when it came out that when he was 12, he witnessed his best friend get murdered right in front of him. And his mom knew. His mom know that he seen it. And she pulled him down to the damn police station and made him make a statement. He was only 12 years old, right? And that nigga Wack said, when I was 12, I was locked up like this. I knew not to say that. So fuck that nigga. He shouldn't have told. But with 6ix9ine, it's different because there's business involved.
But the only difference with that I see is, like, maybe the nigga that, what's the nigga name? Corvette nigga. Maybe he look at him as, nigga, you're really a street nigga. You grew up in that life. You've been living that life ever since.
At 12. So I get that. But would you? I just feel like you didn't even know when this nigga might have jumped off the porch. At 12 years old, he might not have jumped off the porch yet. He could have been green. He was a child. He was literally a kid.
But if he started off at 12, and let's say, we don't know for sure, but if he continued on that path and he was a street nigga, then I could see more so why his stance on it. Like, nigga, you...
I see what you're saying. I don't agree with that.
I see it.
I already agree with that. Because I feel like at 12, if your mama tell you to come do something, I ain't gonna say y'all gonna listen to her. But for the most part, you gonna do what your mama say. At 21, when that nigga was making decisions, we're taking away all the accountability away from him.
No, but the thing is, if you told at 12, once you realize what streets is, you need to know that you can't be a street nigga. Mm. You can't. And
can you not?
You can't. You told her. You already told her.
Well, that's a different thing, because 12 is
on the
roof.
Right. No, so I'm not. But that don't. When it comes out that you told, none of that matters.
So.
And none of that matters. So, like, you don't get to have it both ways. Like, if you tell at 12, you don't get to be a street nigga. Because if it comes out that you told, it don't matter.
Okay, so I can understand that. So, as a street nigga, can you do business with a snitch? Can you do...
Listen, I don't... Can you... Wack 100. I'm not just fine with Wack 100.
Can you manage a snitch?
Like,
can you
manage a rat? No.
But what if he's a civilian?
Listen,
he's making money off the nigga.
I'm not getting into that shit. This is Wack 100, nigga. I don't even want to talk about this.
I don't know. I just don't. Yeah, I don't. I, me personally, I don't agree with it. I don't understand how you can do that. I think that if you're gonna hold that boy accountable, cool. I can see your point, but don't tell me you can. Your accountability holds with him. When and then tell me that this nigga has no accountability. The older nigga, the nigga that was an adult. You feel me? Don't tell me that. So that's kind
of how. I wasn't trying to goddamn back the nigga whack for that shit. I was just trying to a better understanding of it. But
no, I agree with you.
I still think that.
All right, we got two more. We got two more to talk about. We got so Jordan Woods. She was trending. So y'all, have y'all ever seen Have y'all ever seen? Well, she always quiet. She don't talk.
I'm just saying we ain't hear shit.
Like, have y'all ever seen what Jordan Woods looked like before the surgery? Have y'all ever seen what she looked like? Don't care. No, no, no. That's not the point I'm trying to make. So she was a little hefty, you know what I'm saying? But she also was a kid, so I don't really know. You know what I mean? You know that shouldn't slide right off of you. Now they saying she got surgery or whatever, right? And now she got like a fitness app or some shit like that. And everybody was giving her hell because they saying like that's false advertisement or whatnot.
But you gotta keep the shit up though. Like you can't just get surgery. How? I mean, women, y'all done seen y'all surgery and then 6 months later they look just like how they was before the surgery.
Right, Amber. Right. I follow her, bro. She got the BBL. She got a BBL, bro.
That's aggressive.
She gets a BBL and I don't see no different, bro. You still fat. Like, I ain't good, right?
Like, you gotta keep working out after that. That shit ain't gonna.
Yeah, you gotta work. I mean, shit, I guess working out is working out. Bitch, she giving you some exercises. She telling you
to squat. That's mad at Khloe Kardashian for this shit, too. Yeah, right. Because she was like, you just gotta, you guys. What Khloe, that was bad. Khloe said that she hates seeing. Fat people like eating ice cream and shit.
I mean, bro, that's, I don't know. That might be different.
She don't like seeing fat people eat ice cream and shit like that because, you know what I'm saying? Like, and no, she said she don't like seeing them eat ice cream and then complain.
Yeah.
And then complain about, that's you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating ice cream.
I'm like, what the fuck y'all mad at her for? Like, you don't complain about being fat.
She just took, you know, she had a little bit more money. She could pay to get where she wanted to
be. She ain't complaining about being fat. She just went pay that shit off.
And now she's working out the state.
Either work out or don't complain.
Like, some of the women get them BBLs and just say fuck working out.
I think bitches is just jealous because they can't get
the shit I seen last night. Some people need to get the BBL at all.
I know a bitch that got her shit done and she in the gym every day now.
Yeah.
That's just like that motivation.
Be, right? Yeah, that's supposed to be. Like, yeah.
She might just be going in there taking pictures. And then dipping. Take pictures of workout gear.
She trying to make it look like she worked that out.
At least
that
she walked from the car to the
gym. That's a little water, spray on her. I ain't mad at it, baby. You be motivated.
Nah, she just go in there.
That's motivation, baby.
She go in there, sit in the sauna, and leave.
All right. Before we close this one out, Super Bowl predictions. NFL is back. Give me y'all Super Bowl predictions right now. Right now.
Can I give a real one and a fake one?
Yes. Do whatever you gotta do.
Oh my god. I love them fake ones, baby. Give me a, I got a fake one too.
Man, I hope you ain't saying them motherfucking Saints. Cowboys versus Baltimore.
Nigga, like eight people just tore their ACL in Baltimore. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Cowboys versus Baltimore.
That's a fake one.
That's my fake one.
Okay.
That shouldn't even be the fake one, nigga. Do you see nigga Marcus Peters towards ACL, Gus Edwards?
You got two niggas that ain't making it to the playoffs down here.
Nah. When we played last night, we going to the playoffs. Ain't nobody on the NFC East going to play the good.
A lot of points. Y'all got Dan Quinn. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, the what's real one mind? I think it's probably going to be... I want to see Seattle, Kansas City.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't think Seattle gets there because they don't have defense. But
no O-line.
Yeah, Russ got to do too much all the time.
We run for his life. I can see him getting MVP this year.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Fake one. Saints, of course. Versus Kansas City. My real one. I could be wrong. It might be a rematch.
That's what
Kansas City versus Tampa again. Unless Green Bay can get over that hump and Aaron Rodgers beat Tom Brady.
Act like Aaron Rodgers ain't never beat Tom Brady.
I'm not saying he ain't never beat Tom Brady, but Aaron Rodgers did not do good against top teams, bro.
He didn't play good against the Bucks last year.
Yeah, Both matchups.
Bucks got the top defense.
He sucked in both.
No, he didn't suck in that second matchup. That was some bullshit.
That call was bullshit.
Fuck the call. Niggas was dropping passes. Niggas was dropping passes. Nigga dunked on one touchdown pass.
That made me think that shit was rigged last year.
You feel me? The coach tried to kick a field goal on fourth and fucking goal like that. No, Aaron Rodgers didn't play bad that game.
That first game,
he was bad. That wasn't bad. He played good in the fucking playoffs. Right. That was just bad.
Depending on Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay status, if they could beat Tampa, they're going to Super Bowl. And they might could win it.
We got better. I don't think Tampa got better. Green Bay got better.
Tampa Bay didn't really got better because they brought everyone back, though. That's the championship
Their line ain't shit.
Right. But
their line ain't shit.
Let me say something.
Their line ain't shit? Tampa Bay didn't get sacked last night.
Let me say something. Defensive line ain't shit. We ain't got no pass rush.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay problem? That's secondary.
They secondary ain't shit either.
Secondary ain't shit.
They made some plays last year. They ain't shit.
Because that pass rush.
Yeah.
And you got to realize, Pat Mahomes was running for his fucking life because he ain't had a two-star attack. Remember?
Yeah, no. I think that if it's a rematch, like I said, I think that Kansas City wins this time. I mean, it's all about health. So,
I got Pat.
If we could get an ideal situation where Pat Mahomes, his team is healthy against them, I think he wins.
I got Packers, Kansas City.
For the
shootout of all time.
Yeah, that
should the ultimate fucking shootout.
42 type shit.
But let me ask y'all this: who y'all sleeper team? Who under the radar that niggas like not talking about?
Cleveland ain't under the radar.
I mean,
shit.
They got big expectations.
But in that division, they under the radar because you know it's always Baltimore.
No, they not. Baltimore is not. Listen. Baltimore is not there.
Y'all ain't just talking about Baltimore, bro.
Baltimore is
not.
I
ain't going. Baltimore is number good. 8 nigga back there. Bro. That ain't good.
That nigga better be ready to throw that bitch.
He's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher. Hey, point blank.
Listen.
Without them running backs.
He make it out of practice because I was just something in the fucking
way. Nah, that nigga ain't practicing no more.
They did pick up vet backs, though. You know, Le'Veon Bell, Terrence Murray.
That's a good pickup.
Murray is a good pickup.
That's good pickups.
Murray is a good pickup.
That's good pickups.
Right.
They got a couple plays. They got a couple big plays left in them.
Right. They got better and shit.
They got big plays left in them.
So.
Okay.
But that division just.
Sleeper team?
Chargers.
Are they sleeper?
Yeah.
That's a sleeper team right there. Bro.
The Chargers.
At Herbert, nigga, different.
That boy is different.
Man, I don't really know.
It's the Chargers.
I kind of liked the Colts, but then they got a lot of injuries too now.
I'm like Carson.
Buffalo Bills.
Carson Wentz ain't playing.
Are they sleeping?
I think so.
They got that division wrapped up.
Right, but I mean, shit, I don't know. Miami might got something to say.
I guess the AFC, anybody is sleeper because we all expect Pat to make it back.
But so, you got in the AFC, you got what? The Chiefs, the Ravens, the Titans. That's it. After that, everybody.
Titans. I like the Titans as a sleeper pick. Right.
After that, everybody.
I like the Titans. What happened?
Fighting for?
Nah, you ain't say. He said Ravens. He said Ravens.
Fuck the Ravens.
AFC, bro. Everybody's like.
I like the Titans actually.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the Titans.
I'm saying Cleveland over there too.
Yeah,
I like the Titans only because they got a 2,000-yard rusher.
If Julio
can stay healthy.
Hey, the Buffalo Bills got a badass white boy back there.
If Julio can stay healthy.
You think that nigga overpaid?
Hell no. No. He could have got a couple more meals out their ass.
I swear like this. You can't put the box on.
Listen.
The box.
If his ass played like he played. If he plays. He don't got to play no better than he played last year. He can play like that for the rest of his career.
And still get the bag.
He's a Hall of Famer. Like if he stays that way for 10 years, he's a Hall of Famer, bro. That's a bad boy.
Yeah, that boy
he gonna sneak into a win. He gonna sneak into a chip. If he can play that consistently, he gonna sneak into a chip, bro.
And shout out to Stephon Diggs too. We talking about I seen that move you pulled us in that bottle over there play. A good OG move.
Think about it. Hey, think about it. Aaron Rodgers really just snuck a championship one year. Like
against
Pittsburgh. Well, he had a top defense.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like I'm saying, he was just good long enough. He's been good so long, in 1 year, he just actually snuck one. Like, he's been better than, he's been so much better than the year that he actually won.
Was that his second year?
Nah, it was like five.
He won in 2011.
11. Yeah, it was like his fifth, year, I think.
Starting?
He's in league. Starting, it was his third or fourth year. I think his first year starting was like 07, 08.
I could be wrong. This is a long time.
Y'all
was in high school.
But I'm saying, he really just snuck one.
Brett Favre was still there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas, Tom Brady won so many at a high level, at that same level. Like, he didn't really play no better. He just won so much because his team was better.
I just think that if we can get Aaron Rodgers and just his whole organization on the same page,
like, think about, can happen. But you say that, but think about this. Pat Mahomes might not win no more.
I think he
will. I think he will.
I get what you said. He won last year.
I get what you're saying.
Who knows what, if they don't win this year, what happens to that team?
Well, he gave him, like, the reason I'm saying the reason I think he can win is because he gave his team a friendly deal.
I agree to
make moves, and I think people want to play with
him. I agree, but do you think they're the best team in the league right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this. I know y'all niggas don't like
playoffs,
but remember when they played New England in a playoff game, a nigga jumped outside.
Yeah, that was the win.
They would have went to Super Bowl, and I think they would have won that Super Bowl.
That's cool, but that didn't happen.
He's saying shit like that is always capable of happening.
You're right. Yeah.
I think as long as you put him. As long
Aaron Rodgers was running around with some wild shit for a second too and didn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, Peyton Manning.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie.
Running around with wild shit.
Maybe the way I look at Mahomes is unrealistic. I can be honest with you. I'm biased as fuck. Cause this nigga I be in awe watching this nigga. So
for you in awe watching Peyton Manning?
Yeah, but not like
he's different. His shit is like a mental game, athletic. Like, this nigga really looks like he's playing just Madden out here. Like, for real.
Peyton Manning throwing knee passes?
Yeah.
Like, was he throwing knee passes?
Shit. Hey, Ron, bro. Russell Wilson running around like this nigga ass?
Yeah, like, it's different.
I agree with what you're saying.
Listen. In my head, you're saying 100% the right thing. I'm not going to lie. This nigga got me for the rest of his career. I'm biased as fuck.
Bro,
unless he get an injury or some shit,
went back and look at the Super Bowl and passes that he was making, the receivers just dropping.
The one where he's on the ground and he's leaving.
And the nigga dropping?
Listen, that shit is fresh in your brain. Think about how many quarterbacks we done watched go out like that. We done watched a lot of niggas go out off a bunch of drops and fumbles and shit like that. We done watched niggas go out bad, and it wasn't their fault. They was throwing dimes and niggas just wasn't catching it, running back fumbling in the end zone. We didn't see, if you go back every year, somebody goes out really bad. Somebody that's having a wild year goes out bad.
Yeah, like that Patriots team, Randy Moss. Mm-hmm.
Went out bad.
16-0.
Both them teams that lost to the Giants went out bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, it's time for that. Here we go, yo. Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
All right.
Cousin Sticky
has a wife named Meredith. She white or black?
She white with that name, boy.
All right. Cousin Sticky has a wife named Meredith. They just got married 3 days ago. And a video has gone viral of Meredith sucking dick at her bachelorette party with one of the strippers. What is Cousin Sticky's next step? What would y'all do?
Yo, this is a wild topic. That's wild.
Hey. Don't be sleep, fellas. Don't want to be getting loose at them bachelorette parties.
I'm believing the dancing bear.
That nigga said the dancing bear. Nigga, know about that shit. I'm saying. Well, what's y'all next step? If y'all cousin Sticky, what do y'all do? And y'all divorcing her? Y'all getting passed? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, we got divorced. Yeah.
What if she had, like, it was like 10 seconds the second date?
No.
First, what, like, if you was fucking at the bachelor party?
That's different.
Listen, baby, you can't be so careless. You don't give a fuck about me if you got a quarter.
You let cameras in.
Like, you don't care about me. Yeah.
And you wasn't even giving a fuck. Like, you was sucking dick.
You know what happened? Happened. I don't want to know though. Like, well, why am I watching this shit?
That's supposed to be your last night. Yeah, your girls to know, and I ain't supposed to.
I agree. You could have told that nigga, this is my hotel room. Some you had to suck dick in front of the whole crew too.
Yeah, and record it.
Bitch. Somebody gonna say
annulment, bitch. We get right about it here. Don't ever do nothing. Like what?
Cut the cameras off. Like damn, you ain't got that courtesy for
you.
You want to save this memory.
Facts. You should have said,
you dirty bitch.
You should have said, hey, no cameras. Everybody take their cameras off.
No phones. You finna show my ass in this motherfucker. Yes. No phones. Cool. I ain't gonna never know. Cool. Nah, you disrespectful.
He probably wasn't even gonna think about that shit no more.
You disrespectful.
I think it's more so the fact that it went viral.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it went viral. Like, you totally just disregarded me.
Because you wanted to save this moment. You really wanted to keep this moment in the fall. You wouldn't laugh about this bitch, not about this with your girls.
Yeah, we see what your priorities was, bitch. You doing too much. Stop playing on me.
Damn, I just got mad thinking about that.
All right. Harvey has a wife named Gina. Gina is pregnant. You about to get more mad at this one. Gina is pregnant and ends up telling Harvey that he's not the father, right? When he asks who it is, he says, it's your dad's child.
Damn.
Harvey's devastated.
Damn.
Right? Once Harvey heals from, you know, the situation, the betrayal and all that.
Heals?
Should he be a brother to the child that he once thought was his?
Oh, fuck no. Boy, my daddy gonna have to see me.
But could you be a big brother? You know, they say children are innocent, bro. Could you be in the brother?
No, you know what? I just wouldn't fuck with the little nigga until he got older. And once he got old enough, I just holler at him. I'm like, yo, did what it was, bro.
Yeah. Your mom.
Hope, you know what I'm saying? I hope you don't feel no kind of way about it.
Could y'all be cool after that?
Probably.
Depending on what we would have to have
an understanding about why I didn't fuck with you, bro. Like, we got to have understanding about that.
Like, nigga, I'm your daddy brother. Like.
If you can't feel that, no, we can't be cool. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think for me. I think after time, I don't know how long, but I think after time, I could be cool with him. I couldn't be cool with my pops.
Yeah, after 21 years. When I got all this nigga about the situation.
Yeah. I would have to be able to catch this nigga.
I think it's that long, but I definitely
feel like I would have to see this little nigga at the park, so he at least got to be old enough to be at the park by himself, because I ain't trying to see either one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, where you ain't got to deal with neither one of them.
The wild shit is, do you talk to your dad?
Fuck that nigga. Yeah, fuck her.
I ain't worried about her.
Oh, she gone.
Yeah, that nigga gone. She done for sure.
Yeah, she ain't even in a car.
This is just like, shit, I guess we just cordial. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like some shit off the shadow. Ain't no baby involved, but shit. Same thing.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. But yeah.
Nah, that wasn't cheated on.
Yeah. He just got,
you know, his... Yeah, it's probably just she ran into him.
She was single when she fucked with both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I agree with that, too, so...
Woo!
Wee! Yeah, that's a cold one.
God damn.
Last one. Leonard asked for his girlfriend's déjeuner. He asked for her hand in marriage at a private location, right?
That boy, Leonard.
Déjeuner. Her father is pissed because he didn't ask him for permission to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage. Does the dad have the right to feel that way, or are those days behind us?
I mean, I don't think they're behind us. I still think it's relevant.
So if you ever decide to get down on one knee, you going to ask the girl, dad?
Mm-hmm. Or if her dad ain't like the mama. I mean, it's just a respect thing, I think.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, it's 2021. I don't think that shit, like, maybe you ain't got, at this point, if you ain't asking, you really don't fuck with that nigga. Y'all ain't never met or y'all ain't got that type of rapport. So, I'm not about to go out my way to talk to a nigga that I don't talk to any other day.
Well, I'm saying though, like,
I get the morals behind it.
You with the girl, you gonna meet her daddy if he in her life eventually, right?
He must not be there that much.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Nah, positive. Nigga wanna,
I'm gonna tell you this. Especially, like, let's say it's a situation where it's a private location. I'm going to let y'all know I'm about to ask for her hand in marriage, but I'm not asking for y'all permission.
Yeah.
But I keep y'all up, like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't give a fuck what them folks think.
That's what I'm saying. No, no, I'm saying. I don't give a fuck about you thinking I need to ask you for shit. I'm not asking
you. Why you gotta ask?
But I do feel like, me personally, I'm always going to let the family know. Like, put like this. This is how I think I am. When I get married, when I propose, if I do decide to do it in a setting where everybody's there, I'm just going to do it. I'm not telling nobody. I'm just going to do it. Now, if I'm going on a private location, like you went to a private location for your shit.
And I ain't tell nobody.
I might, you know, I'm going to call mom, dad. Yeah, I'm about to do it. I'm just letting y'all know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to record the reaction. I'm going to get the reaction recorded. Something like that. Let y'all know so y'all can see it.
We ain't need to do that.
You ain't got to. I'm just saying that's just what I'm going to do. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Because I just know how, like, my girl family is. I want them to see it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. But I ain't asking no nigga.
Like I said, I called the mom the day before to let her know that I was gonna do it. I don't think I necessarily asked, but
facts.
She ain't really care. Like I knew.
I think them days over.
But like, so if the nigga say no, what you gonna do?
I'm still getting married.
You're gonna get married.
That's my point.
I'm gonna ask. Tell him anyway. I don't give a fuck.
What should you ask? Cause I feel like telling. I feel like asking is.
But I don't wanna be like, oh. You ain't never tell me nothing, but I told you, but I just don't care what you said about it.
Either way, that nigga still gonna walk his daughter down the goddamn aisle.
I'm not even considering this shit. I'm not even considering, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if me and nigga don't talk, like, we don't even talk regularly. What the fuck?
I hear that. I agree. Fuck that shit.
Nah, I'm straight.
Alright, it's time to.
Hey.
Let's get it. Let's see what Brandon got.
Hey, man, I'm going on top of no one because I like where you was at with your questions.
He freestyling.
Damn.
You find out through your homeboy your girl got an OnlyFans. She tells you it's only, she been doing it because your birthday coming up and she just want to make some extra money to make sure you had a good birthday. Are you going to stay with her, facts or cap?
I mean, I ain't gonna leave her. So, Cap, I'm not gonna leave her.
You lying bitch.
I'm not leaving you because you got an OnlyFans, but like, cause you got an OnlyFans. If that's what you say, you must be real. Like this, you must be real good with the mouthpiece. If that's what you're saying, but I'm gonna be like, why the fuck did you think that I cared about my birthday enough for you to have to do all that?
Like, is she trying to give you the best birthday you ever had?
Because women are terrible people and they don't care about your birthday. They just want to do extravagant shit so they can record it. They don't give a fuck about your birthday for real.
I'm sitting here thinking about this shit and I'm just like, I mean, probably whatever you was trying to do, I probably would have did that for myself. Like, I'd, you know what I'm saying? Or like, we could have figured something out. Like,
I mean, I don't give a fuck about
you doing birthday. That. But. I don't even know, bro. It's gonna be some. We gonna have issues, but
you lying bitch.
What are you doing on OnlyFans?
I'm not gonna leave you. I'll say it. I'm not gonna leave you. But for the next few months, every time we walk past each other, I'm just gonna be like, you lying.
Y'all
bitch.
What I'm saying? I ain't saying ain't gonna be no pressure in the house. We definitely gonna have. Bitch. We definitely gonna have some beef.
And if you wanna leave from there, then we break up. It's cool.
We definitely gonna have some beef. But I don't think that that's
I ain't just letting that go over.
Well, maybe. And what are you doing on the OnlyFans? That's another thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the
OnlyFans? She doing everything but sucking another nigga.
Give me your password. I need to see all the files, bitch.
Like, yeah, what is she
like, this is stupid.
Like, is she twerking, showing some titties?
Nah, I'm talking about full blown nude. Like, but it just her though. It ain't another nigga.
You squirting and shit, bitch. Get that.
Yeah, you might have to go.
Dirty bitch.
You might have to go. You might have to go.
For my birthday.
How much time did you have to do all that shit?
You made enough money in them 3 videos. Why is it 13 of them?
Right.
I don't even care about a birthday. You know that. You knew that.
Niggas definitely don't be caring about their birthday enough for you to have to feel the need to do some shit like that. You know, a nigga. First of all, niggas don't even want no fucking birthday dinners.
No.
Niggas
don't. Unless it's 101. 101 dinner.
Bring some liquor to my shit.
Niggas don't care about their birthday as much as women do, bro. Like,
no, and women only care about niggas' birthday because they want to do wild shit and scream A in the background while niggas is miserable at their birthday party.
Fuck it up, sis.
Fuck it, yes, bitch. You get her friends in the back like, yes, you the best, bitch. You put this together, bitch. You the best. This nigga don't even like this shit. He don't like the theme, nothing.
What you doing, Leroy?
I don't gonna play that shit.
So it's facts. You leaving?
Yeah, anybody have your pussy all on the internet? Tell me what your pussy look like.
Bitch, your pussy ain't never been that waxed.
Right. Shit.
I gotta eat that shit through the
dark. Shit, I ain't even got no pictures. This right. The whole world got pussies. Well, I can eat. The forest. What? I gotta get on OnlyFans to get a picture.
Girl seen that one string on the top of your pussy? Nah.
Bitch, you sent me this picture. Oh my god!
Community pussy.
Oh my god! Oh, I lose my mind.
Give us another one.
Alright. Say a woman got a small business. T-shirts, candles, lashes, whatever the fuck. Nah, fuck. Lashes don't work.
The regular shit.
She got a typical business. Instagram.
Is it cool for her to do a local delivery to her ex that you know still woman?
No.
Yes.
Like a local delivery, not a ship.
Like pull up to his house?
House, Kroger parking lot, anywhere.
I'll take the Kroger parking lot.
It depends on her, bro, really.
She mean, it depend on her. If she my bitch, then yeah.
You ain't gotta worry about that.
I don't understand what's the conversation.
I feel like this.
But you know that like he's one of them exes that you know like this nigga still shooting.
Is your business like how desperate is
if she gonna go, man. I can't be babysitting a bitch to try to pick and choose when she gonna go. If she gonna go, she gonna go.
I mean, I get
whether
it.
Whether it's a delivery, whether he invite her to the club, whether he catch her at the Walmart at the park, she gonna go eventually.
So do you not have boundaries in your relationship?
Yes, but I'm saying.
So my boundary would be in that situation.
My boundary not interfering with business.
My thing with, so that's what I'm saying. My whole thing is how desperate of money do you need it? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you like is this nigga order this big or like how bad do you need this money?
It's just about like if it's just about good business at that point. Like you don't want to if especially if your business most people they say that their business is their baby. Mm-hmm. Like that's their passion. Yeah. They want to take it serious. So if you really take your business serious, if this nigga order up some fucking bundles for if he ordered some bundles and on the shit it said that you was pulling up, then you gonna pull up on it and get them bundles.
So while I get what you're saying, only thing I'm saying about this is like I agree that you should sell him whatever you need to sell him. But like I said, just don't be on some personal shit. Like he just said, meet me at Kroger, meet me here, meet me wherever.
If she's meeting her other customers at their house, why she can't meet this nigga at his house?
Because it's personal.
If it's just a handoff,
you still want him.
If it's just a handoff,
you know this is gonna be a handoff.
Then you need to find a new girl. If that's the question,
I'm just asking. I don't trust niggas. That's just me.
I'm just saying. I would say if I gotta think about her, I don't want her. I don't want to think like that.
I mean, I get the logic.
My life is crazy. I see too much. I don't want to even think about you like that. If I get to thinking that thought, then I can't even.
I get it.
I can't do it.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with it all the way, but I get what you're saying. I respect it. What you got? What you mean? What you doing?
I'm like a 50-50. Like I said, I would trust a girl. It's just a guy. But my thing about it is, you got women out there that got thick skin. If it's an ex, it's even gonna keep it just an ex. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really. I mean, if it's a business deal, bro, just put money into our family or whatever we got going on. Then I don't give a fuck about it. I trust her.
Are you cool with her comfortable with her going to his house? I'm not saying she's going in none of that.
And maybe just a drop off. I'm fine with that.
But let me ask y'all, I'm gonna make this scenario different. Cause it's some real shit. Say this nigga just ordered the cheapest shit, it's a $5 order.
Oh no, I'm not dropping.
And this nigga, so really, this nigga's just doing this so he can see.
Are you delivering other people $5
orders? Would I drop off $5 worth of weed to niggas? No.
Are you delivering other people $5?
No, $5? She ain't. I hope my bitch ain't delivering $5 orders.
No. You feel me? But I'm not. But the second you start treat him different than the rest of your customers, that's when it's something. He should be treated like the rest of your customers, right?
Yeah.
But it's something when you treat them different.
The money I don't necessarily agree with that.
Because now you say, he didn't made an order and you don't want to meet him at the house, you want to meet him at Kroger. Now I'm wondering what the fuck you think finna happen if you go to the nigga house. Now I gotta think about that.
I think that she could just, what if she's saying, like, just out of respect for you, because he just said, you know, as the boyfriend, you know that the nigga still want her. So out of respect for you, she's not going to do no dealings at a place that's like his house. I'm going to meet you in a public place and drop this off and keep going. Cause she might not trust the nigga, or he don't trust a nigga.
I want my.
So it's out of respect. It's more of respect.
And nigga, that's like, hey yo, I'm still cooking. Just bringing inside the door open.
You know, right now we hypothetical. I just think that more so for me, I would take that as more of a symbol of respect.
Hey, get that money.
For me, that's how I look at it. You go on to Kroger, or it's like, yo, meet me here at Kroger. You know what I'm saying? And boom, here you go.
Nah, I'm more so on the side of, hey, if I'm with you, I trust you. Go get that money. That nigga gonna flirt a little bit. Hey, keep it short and get the fuck on back home.
Flirt with him. I don't care.
Tell that nigga put in a bigger order next time.
Tell the nigga he got a chance if you order something bigger. You feel me?
I'm going to do this.
I might ride with you.
I'm
going to sit at the front of the
neighborhood. Hey, baby, tell the nigga order wasn't big enough. Make him order some more next time. That's what I'm on. You feel me?
Shit, this business, baby. Nothing personal.
You got another one?
Yeah.
Last one?
It might be two more.
Okay, you got two more?
Having more album sales is better than having a great album. And I say this like, okay, say it's an underground nigga that has a great album, but the album sales ain't that great.
Depends who you asking.
I'm going to say why that's cap.
Who are you asking? Are you asking the fans? Are you asking the artists? Are you asking...
I'm saying, say you're an artist. Well, I can't really. And it's your shit.
So as an artist.
Yeah, which one would be more important? Okay, so which one would be more important to you personally?
This is what I look at it.
That depends on who the artist is.
This is how I look at it.
I said, if you're the artist...
So look, for the most part, you're selling your album sales is kind of based off your last album, or maybe the hype. So I would say, like, so if you had a good album, people are gonna have the hype is gonna be built up. Like say for instance, Roddy Ricch, his last album was amazing, right? So the hype for this album, once he puts out a date and saying I'm gonna drop this album.
It's
gonna do good.
A better example is that the Migos Culture 2 album.
Yeah,
Culture. Everybody was so hyped from all the mixtapes from Culture 1 and shit. Culture 2 sold. So Culture 2 did 200.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Culture is highly regarded as the best Migos album.
Yeah,
you feel
a classic.
It didn't do 200.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I mean that shit was based off of what they did the album before.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying it wasn't worth 200, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You developed a resume so good that people was fucking with you.
Exactly. So if you drop out something that ain't like, say, like I said, if Roddy Ricch drops some shit that's just trash, his next album might not sell as good as even the trash album.
Yeah. I guess I'm looking at it more so from say like a backpack rapper, and you got your core of fans that you know they're gonna listen to this shit. And anybody that step outside,
who are you calling a backpack rapper? Like, name a nigga.
Let's say Tyler. Let's stick with Tyler.
Tyler ain't a backpack rapper.
I know, but I'm just saying
he
has a core.
Tyler really a superstar.
I get it.
I can see why niggas call him Noah backpack rapper.
Tyler's superstar.
He said they got a cold follower.
He has a cold follower.
Tyler can boo and Drake and this shit.
Tyler is a superstar in the sense that he don't got to drop nothing for years. He don't gotta announce that he's dropping nothing. He can drop and he's gonna outsell everybody. That nigga dropped the same day as Khaled. DJ Khaled and outsold him.
Outsold.
Tyler didn't say he was dropping an album. He just the week before, like, hey, I'm dropping an album.
But you get the point I'm trying to make, like somebody that already has a cult following that may put out good music.
That's why I asked who's a backpack rapper, because I don't think Tyler's a good example.
So who would you say is a good rapper that you love their shit, they just not as big mainstream?
That's right. A backpack rapper.
It ain't gotta be backpack. Just somebody that's
mainstream. Like, how many album sales you talking 100,000 niggas that's doing 100,000 or less.
Yeah.
Cause like 100,000 is good. Like I think Moneybagg doing like 100. You know what I'm saying? I think that's his range.
Him. He's still putting his resume.
Until last year, Thug never did 100. You feel me? Yeah. Like, who were we calling backpack?
Okay, so Joey Badass is
Young Thug wasn't doing
that. Okay, let's say Joey Badass bad.
Drop right now. He gonna do 150.
He ain't doing 150. What did his last album do?
I don't know.
I don't think he's doing 150. I don't know. Y'all keep talking. Let me look this up.
If we talking in that Joey Badass lane.
Would you rather have Drake album sales or put out great music that you know that the people that fuck with you fuck with you?
I'd rather put out great music.
I feel like you should put out great music because it's more of a longevity thing.
Yeah.
You'll always be able to tour and make money 10 years down the line. If you've been putting out good music.
Good music gonna last and everything else. It's here today and gone tomorrow. You feel me? That shit gonna last. What's the name? First couple albums. Damn, who the fuck was I just thinking about?
Shit like Wiz though. This nigga really don't. He has a cult following. He ain't
been putting out. Always gonna be able to perform.
Wiz got that song on Fast and Furious. He never got. Never got again. Wiz ain't never got to make another fucking. He got to go to studio ever again. It's like. Damn, what was I just thinking about? I was thinking about somebody that she really a nigga like T.I.
T.I. can always perform.
I'm saying, but T.I. like he just like his early shit didn't sell.
And then
you know we go back now and we like damn trap music, Urban Legend. That's not his highest selling albums.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, I was late to that shit.
Yeah, when you like, start, when you tip high sales albums, it's T.I.P. and the greatest. King.
No, not even King.
Paper Trail. That's not Tip's fans' favorite albums.
That's
like,
probably ain't Tip's favorite albums.
Yeah, like, them ain't his favorite album, but, you know, he made the good music early and it paid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
All right, this
is the last one.
Last one. This one came from Kazadi. Okay. That's a baby boy thing. You remember when P was punching the young dudes, but the last nigga had heart, so he whooped him.
Mm-hmm.
Facts of cop. Was it better to have heart and get a whooper, or just take the punch?
Take the punch. Oh man.
Whooping like disrespect though.
Yeah, he disrespected him.
A whooping is like a nigga smacking you, know.
Low key, he disrespected him more for having heart.
Be like he's stunning him or something.
I wish a nigga whooped him out of
heart. I got stand on me. You feel me?
I get it.
I ain't taking no whooping.
So I feel like this. You can't. He didn't know the whooping was coming.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
they probably Bell start chasing with you. You running?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You running? They probably Bell start chasing you.
Outside, and then you're like, damn, he disrespected him even more. But at the same time, them niggas that's laughing, they can't really say shit because he come on my jaw hurt, cuz. Y'all niggas was bitches.
That niggas curled up.
Yeah, y'all niggas was punching and shit. Y'all bitches. I was willing to take mine. This nigga
was like, you know what? Now, first of all, all of y'all was bitches. It was two niggas. Fuck them up. Tyrese and the bald head nigga, come to the north and try that way.
Cool, what, four of them niggas don't
run? And we done beat the shit out of them niggas out there, boy. What?
Soon as the first nigga swung, hey, everybody else,
man. We done beat the shit out of them niggas.
He pulled out that pistol, though. He put out a pistol.
Sometimes
he
got to
be ready to
die about this
remember,
shit.
Remember, as soon as he ran, that nigga pulled out the pistol. He caught niggas, so it's a little different. Like, nigga got the pistol.
He did. You right.
So, it's a little different.
But if the nigga about to hit
trust
you.
Trust me, if them niggas didn't have no gun, they would have been, both of them niggas have been.
Yeah.
My fault. You right. He had the strap on.
Yeah. It's still four niggas. I'm still trying.
You don't buck on a pistol.
And two niggas getting shot. Somebody getting shot.
Don't ever buck on a pistol. That's cool.
So, I mean, hey. We done here.
Hey, man. Facts of Cap, episode 61, man.
We back, baby. Blah! We out of here.